Shock poll: More Americans blame Biden than Republicans for debt ceiling impasse. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on May 17, 2023. A shocking poll found that more Americans blame President Joe Biden than House Republicans for the nation's debt ceiling impasse. After months of refusing, the Biden White House finally came to the negotiating table with House Republicans after they rallied behind Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, to support the Limit, Save, Grow Act, which would lift the debt ceiling through early next year and save the government an estimated $4.8 trillion over the next 10 years. With Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's expectation that the U.S. will hit its debt limit in 2 weeks, Biden is being blamed for the lack of an agreement, an economist/YouGov poll found. The survey found that 33% of Americans blame Biden for the lack of an agreement on the debt ceiling, while 27% blame House Republicans. Usually, Democrats win the narrative battle and receive less blame than House Republicans. Still, 32% blame both sides equally, while 8% place no blame on either party. The survey was released the same week Biden announced he would cut his foreign trip short to continue debt ceiling negotiations with congressional leaders. On Tuesday, McCarthy said the scope of the negotiations is improving. House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, also described the negotiations as open, honest, and cordial. Biden struck a more positive tone on Sunday, signaling openness to cutting a deal with McCarthy, as Breitbart News reported. Watch, McCarthy sounds the alarm over national debt. Every great society collapses when they overextend. It never is good to characterize a negotiation in the middle of a negotiation. I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist. But I really think there's a desire on their part, as well as ours, to reach an agreement, and I think we'll be able to do it, Biden said. The Economist/YouGov survey also found that 59% of Americans think the country is on the wrong track. Meanwhile, 55% of Americans do not want Biden to run for a second term, and more Americans disapprove of his job performance than approve. In addition, 65% of Americans rated the economy as poor. The Economist/YouGov poll surveyed 1,500 United States adults from May 13 to May 16. The survey's margin of error is ±2.8%. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.